This morning, I want to talk about the future of Europe. But first, let us remember the past. 70 years ago, Europe was being torn apart by its second catastrophic conflict in a generation. A war which saw the streets of European cities strewn with rubble. As we remember the sacrifice of the people of that time, so we should also remember how the shift in Europe from war to sustained peace came about. It did not happen like a change in the weather. It happened because of determined work over generations. Today, hundreds of millions dwell in freedom, from the Baltic to the Adriatic, from the Western approaches to the Aegean. And while we must never take this for granted, the first purpose of the European Union, to secure peace, has been achieved, and we should pay tribute to all those in the EU, alongside NATO, who made that happen. But today, the main, overriding purpose of the European Union is different. Not to win peace, but to secure prosperity. The challenges come not from within this continent, but outside it.